certain sleep aids to put warnings on the boxes and patient guides. Dr. Golham Matademi of MediStar Georgetown Medical Center tells NBC News there are certain things that people do that are very dangerous when taking sleep aids.
Interestingly, somehow, patients won't have any recollection of the events because they are not really back to their conscious state.
Ignoring pressure from some to cut interest rates, the Fed decides to take another path. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
The Federal Reserve left its key interest rate unchanged, which signals no rate hikes are likely in the coming months. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell pointed to several economic factors.
The committee also believes that solid underlying fundamentals are supporting the economy, including accommodative financial conditions, high employment and job growth, rising wages, and strong consumer and business sentiment.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another Democrat joins a crowded primary field seeking the party's 2020 nomination for president. This time it's Colorado Democratic Senator Michael Bennett. He made the point of distinguishing himself from the pack on health care.
We need to fix health care and make good on what Obamacare promised. Affordable, high-quality health insurance with a public option that'll guarantee competition to every county in America and lower drug prices. And that's not Medicare for all. Because I don't think 180 million Americans want to give up the insurance they already have through their work or their union.
Another ratings win for Fox News, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Fox News Channel with another strong month in the ratings department, buoyed by the network's live coverage of the Mueller report findings, and more recently by President Trump's rally in Wisconsin last Saturday night. Across all of cable TV, MSNBC remained the second most watched network in total day as in prime time, and it's touting its victories over CNN in total audience. As in April 2019, it was the 19th month in a row that MSNBC had beat CNN in total viewers during dayside, and the 27th consecutive month it beat CNN in prime time. It was the 26th month in a row that it finished ahead in total day viewers as well.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1941 when General Mills began shipping its new cereal, Cheerios, to six test markets. The cereal would later be named Cheerios. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon and Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome, everybody. And again, happy Easter to all. Hope everyone enjoyed Easter last weekend, Passover, and yeah, I doing it all over again. Doing it all at doing it Greek style. The lamb, the spit, started around, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Start turning that bad boy. It'll be ready. Be ready come afternoon. So, yes, it is Easter again for me. But I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful time. One of the things I say here on the program often, is I say I got to keep a scoreboard just for myself. It's like a "see, I told you so." See, I told you so scoreboard where, you know, beep, oh, there's another one. And it's funny. Many of the things that we call, it's not stuff that is short term. Sometimes it is. Sometimes I'm able to spot a fugazi right away, for instance, Snap or Lyft and many other companies over the years that I watch implode and I warn you about here on the program. But many things are trends. Trends, maybe that's even a wrong way of putting it. Trends, lifestyle issues, or conventional wisdom. How about that? Now, we'll take it in this direction. Oftentimes here on the program, you hear me say conventional wisdom is poison. It's poison. It is a sales pitch. It is something that was crafted by some person at a advertising firm, a marketing firm. Somebody is looking to sell you something. And these people are good at this. They understand human nature, and they understand it well. And they're able to craft their various different narratives to get you to believe in something. Many times, it could actually be a way of life, a way of living that might be wrong. Ever since I was a kid, and I was a good kid in school. I stayed out of trouble. I never was in the principal's office in elementary. Well, middle school, I went one time, got into a fight, and was told that I was gonna go down on my permanent record. Yeah, high school, I got a little bit more unruly, but I was out of trouble, good student, all that jazz. I listened to the teachers that I had, but I would listen to them, and certain things would be said, and I would be like, that doesn't sound right. How many people do that? The little voice goes off in your head, and you say, something's not right. That doesn't sound right. Many people just ignore it because they said, somebody that is smarter than me, somebody that is brighter than me is saying it. It's a teacher. It's somebody on TV. It's a network news anchor. It is a conventional truth. Right. Think about all the conventional truths that turned out to be lies, from the food pyramid to other garbage that they shoved down your throats. But we tend to look at life as a whole in the same fashion, the same manner. And I've written countless columns over the years talking about history. But we as human beings, we look at things over, more often than not, it's just a period of time that we've been alive. This is what we know. This is what we know. This is how we live. But it always hasn't been this way. And again, I look at numbers, and later on in the program today, we're going to talk a little bit about Social Security and some of the latest numbers that have come out and what it means. I look at these things and I say to myself, well, this truth that is good for today might not work down the road. You take a look at what happened in this country post-World War II and the type of growth that was there and the pensions that came out of and benefits that came out of World War II and how they were only sustainable for a certain period of time. The reality that people have to come to grips with the fact that things are different. And I've always questioned certain things myself. How is it healthy? I always wondered that myself. I said, how is this healthy? How is it good? There was a story this past week by Richard Johnson in the Wall Street Journal. And he says, most people look forward to retirement. He said, a reward for decades of hard work. But like many other pleasures, it may be bad for your health. It may even kill you. How can that be? How can working longer be good for your health? After all, many people dream of and plan for retiring early. Strenuous, stressful work can wear people down and damage their health. On the other hand, retirees can relax and reinvigorate themselves. They have time to follow their passions and pursue activities that enrich their lives. Whoa! And this is, that's a conventional truth. What? You can't follow your passion. You cannot pursue activities that enrich your lives up until the day you retire. Man, if you're living a life like that, I feel bad for you. I do. Everybody needs to relax and reinvigorate themselves. Yeah, I do something that radio show hosts usually don't do. I take a long vacation. I do. It's in August. It's supposed to be a slower time of year. But I take time off that I can really relax and recharge. I need to do it. I'd rather do that than to take 3-4, 1 week vacations over the course of the year. I like to go away and I like to stay away. But anyway, in our rush to leave the office or whatever it may be, we don't realize that retirement also has a downside, especially over the long term. Many retirees indulge in unhealthy behaviors. They become sedentary and watch too much television. They eat too much. They drink too much. They smoke too much. Without the purpose of fulfilling work, retirees can feel adrift and become depressed. Without the camaraderie of their coworkers, retirees risk becoming socially isolated. Without the intellectual stimulation that work can provide, retirement can accelerate cognitive decline. That's a big one for me. It is. How many people out there are active when it comes to exercise and have been active when it comes for a long period of time? You know. What happens when you stop? What happens when you stop? It all goes away, does it not? You don't think that it's the same thing for your brain? You think it's healthy that you've been challenging yourself your entire life, utilizing that noggin of yours, and then all of a sudden you stop? What's going to happen? You don't think the same thing is going to happen? Balance. Balance, to me, is something that, again, it's something in my opinion, you want to strive for. And I work at it every single day. Balance of time that you have to spend with your family, your loved ones, your work, whatever it may be. Now, I happen to be in a job that it's time consuming. I work quite a few hours over the course of the week. And again, I have to structure my life. I have to structure the time I wake up so I can get that balance when I can do the things that I want to do. So I'm not sacrificing my health. I'm not sacrificing skipping the gym or missing my kids' ball games or missing practices that I have to coach. Things that I like to do. Things that I'm passionate about. Because without that balance, guess what's going to happen? I'm not going to be good for anyone. I'm not going to be good for my clients. I'm not going to be good for my family. It doesn't work well. I'm going to give everybody case in point with this too. I am. And I grew up, anecdotal, my household. I grew up in a very Italian household. My grandmother, my aunt, basically identical houses, right next door, shared yard together, gardening. It was just everything we kind of did together. And my aunt was a big boss over at Blue Cross and Blue Shield. My grandmother, she didn't work, but she was always working all day long in the garden over at our house, making food, whatever it may be. Always, nonstop. Nonstop. Now, I see that, and unfortunately, my grandfather died before I was born. But then I do a juxtaposition to the other side of my family, the Polish side of my family, where my grandfather retired. He was a smart guy. He's a guy that didn't graduate from high school, yet taught himself to become a draftsman and worked at General Electric for years. And I kind of noticed it from time to time that something was missing and he could have done more. But that was what life told them to do at a certain age. You check out. Listen, you don't think that I completely understand the limitations of age? I'm starting to get it now. Starting to get it now, especially when I want to go out and I want to play lacrosse and I'm going against kids that they're in their 20s and I'm nowhere near that and how much pain I'm in the next couple of days. I get it. I understand that. But this is something that you have to adjust in life when it comes to balance. And one of the things that we've been talking with many of our clients about is to, whether it be starting another business, getting a different type of work, cutting back their hours, but at least doing something. We're at least doing something. I kind of describe it, I think, kind of almost an optimal amount of time over the course of a week as you get older. I talk about the three-day work week. Three-day work week. Every week is like Thanksgiving week, where you take off, you're off Thursday. Most people take off Friday, and you got Saturday and Sunday. So let's see if you're working Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Does that not give you enough time to do all these other things and have barbecues and parties and golf and fish and everything that you want to do? Yeah, it does. It is a way to think of things a little bit differently, but it's also going to keep you healthier. And by keeping you healthier, it's going to save you money and healthcare costs. It's going to allow you to enjoy your life to a greater degree. You're going to meet people and you're going to establish relationships that you might not have had. And the reality, isn't that what it's all about? We're going to discuss this a little bit further we get back. And we've got, again, a lot we've got to go over on the program. Going to take a quick break right here. But again, I want to invite each and every one of you to become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family, the Markowski Investments family. Our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, our retirement planning kit, all sorts of great stuff, everything for free there at our site, watchdogonwallstreet.com, or give us a call, 800-471-5980. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes, plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Ron Maniloff has lived through decades of hot, sunny weather. Visits to his dermatologist to remove skin cancers, called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, were routine.
I've been living with CSCC for the past 30 years. They always showed up as dry patches on my face. I never thought it was anything to worry about until they started to get bigger and spread.
Every year, an estimated 700,000 people are diagnosed with CSCC, the second most common type of skin cancer in the U.S., although readily treatable when caught early, CSCC can turn deadly in advanced stages, and in the southern half of the U.S., deaths from CSCC may outnumber deaths from melanoma.
I had never seen such rapid, invasive growth in my life. It was terrifying. People need to be proactive in asking their doctor questions and learning about all available treatments.
CSCC is caused by a lifetime of sun exposure, among other factors. Learn more at skincancerquestions.com. This report is brought to you by Regeneron and Sanofi.
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war, but it wasn't. It was different in many ways. And so
you should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. It's always an honor to have you tuned in to the program. Listen, I'm not going to go over. You know what? This is what I'm going to do. I got a desk full. I got a desk full of really boring studies proving my point, or utilizing numbers proving my point and talking about health and well-being. And I've written about it in the past, and I think I'm going to have to do it again. And I'll put it in the next edition of the Markowski Quarterly again. Free newsletter, sign up for it at our website at watchdogonwallstreet.com. Retirement reality. And I think the word retirement to me, it's a dirty word to someone like myself. However, for other people, different. Different. There's nothing wrong. If you're out there, and I'm gonna make this perfectly clear, if you're out there and you've been doing your job for a long period of time, and it's work that you just don't care for, and you can't wait. You can't wait to retire. Fine. You know how many, I deal with this all the time. All the time with workers in various different fields. And what I suggest to many of them is take some time off. Take a little bit of time off and think about it. Think about what's next. What am I going to do next? Come up with something. And many of them have started their own businesses and various different things, and they're enjoying it. They're going on. They're learning new skills. They're meeting new people. And they're more apt to work on their schedule. Their old business to them was whatever their job was, their career was a grind. Now they can move on to something that's not so much of a grind. And it's going to further enrich their lives. And isn't that the point? Isn't that the point? To wake up every single day and to enrich yourself even further? That's what I like. I wrote about this years ago. Again, I'm trying to think of the year. It had to be about, 12, 13 years ago, and I was watching my son building sandcastles at the beach. And watching that determination on his face and turning over buckets of sand and carving tunnels with the plastic shovel. All the intricate moats put in together there to keep the bad guys out. It's priceless. I mean, everybody knows this. You could take your kids to the beach and watch them play. I had a little epiphany at that point in time. Is that Stephen, that was my son, when he was little, out there spending time, the work and the effort and the endeavor. He couldn't take it home with him, and he knew that. Couldn't play with it tomorrow. The project was going to be destroyed by the Gulf of Mexico, yet he pressed on. He enjoyed every minute of his work. It was the actual building of the castle that was the joy. It was the process that what mattered, what mattered most. Again, some people, they're in careers, they're in jobs, and I understand it that they don't like. I used to be in an area in Wall Street that I didn't like. I left. I wasn't going to be a part of it. Didn't fit me. So I left. But I understood, too, I'm building towards something greater. And I'm going to do the best I can to enjoy it along the way. And that's what you have to look at when you're saving. And that's what you're building towards. Not a certain date. Not a certain point in time. But for some people, you know what? They may get caught into something. And there's, you know, I really hate my job, Chris. But I've only got 5 years left till I get this and this. And I said, okay, you know what? Let's do the best we can for 5 years, but let's start looking now to what's next. It'll make the time go by a lot faster and move on. But don't check out. Don't check out. You're going to be surprised. You're going to be surprised at what you can achieve and what you can do. You're better people. Yeah, one of the things that's different about Markowski Investments, and we here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show from other certified financial planning firms, is that we help everyone out. So, you know, countless people that have had, whether government jobs or middle class type work and careers, that they've gotten to that retirement point in time, and you know what? They're not millionaires. But you know what? Their next career, which we encourage them to do, they are. That's what. You don't know. You don't know. But what we suggest is not to limit yourself. Not to set dates. What's next? I do the same thing when I coach sports. Oh, you made a mistake? Next play. What's next? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaks on this National Day of Prayer.
People are so proud to be using that beautiful word, God, and they're using the word God again. And they're not hiding from it. And they're not being told to take it down. And they're not saying we can't honor God. In God we trust. So important. A little thing on the campaign, but it wasn't such a little thing to me when I first started 4 years ago. Haven't been doing this so long. We did a good job. But when I first started campaigning, people were not allowed or, in some cases, foolishly ashamed to be using on stores, Merry Christmas, Happy Christmas. They'd say Happy Holidays.
On Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi accused Attorney General Bill Barr of lying to lawmakers on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at LowesForPros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. The best way I can kind of explain our attitude when it comes to the general public and what separates us from everyone else is that, I stop going. I get the invites all the time. Like I said, you grow older and wiser. Yeah. I stop going to all of the big investor conferences and whatnot with various different meetings that they have and experts and consultants and all this other crap. Because they, too, they pitch a, how shall we put it, a truth, their truth, which is not true, a conventional wisdom upon advisors and how they should conduct their business. And I wouldn't tolerate it. I couldn't stand it. Every bloody conference that I would attend, there would be some McKinsey type up there, some consultant McKinsey productivity expert up there that would be telling us that this is how you got to run your business. And one of the things that they used to tell us, which used to make me want to throw up in my mouth, fire your small clients. That's right. Fire your small clients. Go from A to Z and get rid of all your smaller clients. They're wasting your time. You need to be spending your time. You don't need to be talking to these people. You need to be talking to your bigger clients and finding ways to make them richer, to come up with this, or give them stock loans, or whatever it may be. You focus on them. Now, we've got our big clients too, but guess what? Our big clients, they're salt of the earth people. They're not calling me up to make sure that their boat is gassed up or to bail their brat kid out of jail. Now, that's not a Markowski Investments client. Got it? That didn't jive well with our overall culture at Markowski Investments. It's not me. It's not who we are. Never will be. Never will be. But that's what the consultants, that's to them, that's what you should be working on. That's where the big bucks are, right? Efficiency, productivity, more money, bottom line. There are three owners of Markowski Investments. My brother Matthew, my brother Michael, and myself. And we don't think that way. Oh, do we like to do well? Do we like our profits to go up? Do we like to expand? Sure. But we always look at this as what cost? What cost? You see, we didn't have an ethical bypass at birth. We're not going to sell our souls and who we are to make an extra buck or two. And guess what? I don't have any shareholders to answer to. You get it? We explained this here on the program. Highly important. Professions shouldn't have shareholders unless it's tightly held, as in what we are. They shouldn't have shareholders. You can't serve two masters. I cannot serve my shareholders and also serve my clients, can I? I have a fiduciary duty to do the right thing by my clients, to put my clients' interests above my own. But if I'm the CEO of Markowski Investments and it's a publicly traded company, I also have a fiduciary responsibility to maximize profits for my shareholders, meaning, oh, I'm going to have to listen to that stupid McKinsey consultant telling me to fire clients, which I would never do. That's the industry. That's not us. It's not what we're about. We do not reject people based upon their net worth or their account size. We don't. There's this group out there. They call it the mass affluent. Mass affluent investors, and it's basically defined as people with a net worth of $100,000 to $1 million, not including one's primary residence. The mass affluent do not feel wealthy enough to go out and retain a decent financial advisor. That's a problem. That's a problem. We love these people because you know what? You know what? You know how it's fun sometimes to go onto your iPhone and look at photos from way, way, way back when? Yeah. It's fun to go back and look at these clients from way, way back when and where they're at today. It is. Got to take a break. Listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff available to everyone. Not just, what's his name? What was it? From Gilligan's Island there. It was the rich guy there. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back. Stick around.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. But most of these deaths are preventable with regular activity, a healthier diet, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. You can stop it starting right now. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yeah, there's not many. I forgot. Thurston Howell III. Yes, not many Thurston Howell III's. And remember his wife was Lovey? Lovey! Little Lovey. Lovey Howell. No. I listen. I like boats. I'm not one of those yachter guys. I'm just not. I like boats to go out fishing. I'm all for that. I get back from fishing. Being out on a boat, I better stink of fish and catching a lot of grouper, snapper, and all sorts of good stuff. I'm not a yacht club guy. No, not gonna do that. I'm sure that once the kids are all gone and my youngest one's in seventh grade. I'll pick up golf. People keep trying to get me to pick up golf. They're going to say that I'm going to enjoy it and like it. I probably will. Probably be relaxing. But no, it's not the type of people that we have at Markowski Investments. We've got, again, lots and lots and lots of people that have done really, really well and can get dirt on their hands and not worry about it. It is. That's who we are. We get approached. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this type of service and that type of service. No. Like I said, I'm not gassing up your. I'm not doing that type of thing. I'm not. Sorry, hate to break it to you. It's not what we do. Anyway, we like what we do. All right. I want to go a little bit old school here. Simplicity. I talk about some topics here on the program. And my desire as a radio show host, here's a little insider baseball when it comes to radio. I'm doing a good job here on this program where you're sitting down and you're listening to me and you feel like that I'm sitting next to you right there and you and I are having a conversation. That's my desire. And we've always tried to keep things as simple as possible. And guess what? Simple works. It does. Sometimes the most simple recipes are the most delicious. We've talked about Steve Jobs back in the day explaining, we're making fun of one of the earlier word processing softwares, about the instruction manual being over 400 pages long, and him saying, oh, that's great, I've got to read a novel to write a novel. Nobody wants to do that. And he's right. We've discussed this when it comes to what? Regulations. The tax code, all of these things that hold us back as Americans, and how regulations are written for the lawyers and they're written for the powers that be, and they're not simple. The simplicity is what works. Same thing holds true when it comes to investing. You get all of these wizards of smart out there with their algorithms and their software and all of this other crap. And they'll print out to you these big booklets with these graphs and charts. How many of you out there actually read them? Actually go through all of that stuff? Honestly, you know, and I think it is more often than not, it's there to make advisors feel smart and look cool. And it's not hard to do. I press a button, print up all that stuff as well. But guess what? There's a simplicity to investing. There's certain rules of the road, and we're going to get into them when we get back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Again, take advantage of all the great stuff we have right there at watchdogonwallstreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Wrapped around each other. I have heard this tune. Oof. Got it for 30 years. Anyway, welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. you get, and listen, this has happened to me on plenty of occasions. Oftentimes at those industry conferences that I no longer go to, when you get super slick hedge fund manager coming up to me and showing me how all of these algorithms and these formulas and all this stuff, and I start seeing Greek letters and sigmas and all this other stuff, and I'm looking at all this, and he's explaining it to me and telling me how this is how that they're able to beat the market, and we've been able to do it over the past how many quarters, and we can predict downside, we can do this, and we can do that, and I start. Again, it's the arrogance of humanity, thinking that they can control something like the free market, and they've come up with some sort of mathematical formula that's got it all figured out. Right. They don't. Because guess what? Stuff happens. Remember Forrest Gump? Blank happens sometimes. Black swans, they're there. You don't know they're there. You can't see them. Well, you should know that they're there, but whoop, you never know. Anyway, simplicity. It's not difficult. It's not. How often we said here, investing, proper investing, portfolio management, it's like dieting. It's simple. It's just not easy. First and foremost, one of the things that I learned a long, long time ago. Long, long time ago, and again, conventionalism, they'll never tell you this. They'll never tell you this. The bulk of stock market returns throughout history have been due to dividends. Period. The end. Dividends. Dividends and reinvesting those dividends. It's called compounding. Now, rule number one, compounding is the royal road to riches. Royal road to riches. You can take a look at a portfolio of mine that's got certain stocks in it that I've had for years. And you can take a look at the performance of those stocks as far as where they traded, whether they went up, down, sideways, backwards, and forwards. And let's just say they were flat to down for a little bit. People say, well, you know, you might want to get rid of those poor performers. I'm like, poor performers? I bought those at a certain price years ago, paying a 6% yield. Now they're much higher, and guess what? My yield is even higher because their dividends have been increased. How am I losing there? I'm not. You utilize the best safe yields you can find, and you stick with them. Einstein explained that compounding was the eighth wonder of the world. And no, it may not be as exciting as Snap and Lyft and Pinterest and Zoom and all that other stuff out there. But over time, guess what? It's certainly going to be more lucrative. Without a doubt. Now, I'm not patronizing anyone out here with this next one. I'm not. I don't want you to think that I am. This is serious, okay? I'm serious as a heart attack. You want to know what rule number two is? Don't lose money. Don't lose money. Gordon Gekko in Wall Street. All right, bud, nothing ruins my day more than losses. Speculating on the latest and greatest investment fads and trends, buying into get-rich-quick schemes. Yeah, those are surefire ways of losing money. Hey, listen, you're going to take losses from time to time in your portfolio. Now, what I'm talking losing money. The secret to wealth accumulation is compounding gains over long stretches of time. Large losses, blow-ups, will set you back years, if not decades. Want another way you're going to lose money? Burn yourself with too much debt. That's another way. Keep paying that high interest on those credit cards. Remember, compounding interest is the royal road to riches. Compounding working against you is a great way to lose money. Another one. Invest like a multi-millionaire or billionaire. What does that mean? Yes, I mentioned Thurston Howell III. And love it, Howell. Guess what? Not pressure. I don't need pressure to become wealthy. They already are wealthy. You think wealthy people try to get rich quick? They don't. People from older families here in the United States that have got family wealth that I'm not going to even get into here on the program. You think they're getting on their computer and going to their E-Trade account and moving in and out of positions? Huh? Do you think that's truly how one builds up wealth? No. That's called gambling, okay? And if you like to go to a casino, pick a dollar amount you can afford, go there and lose your money there. Don't do it with your finances. And you know what? Rule number four. Four simple rules of the road. Buy assets on sale. That's it. Value. Look for value. What does it cost? What does it cost? What is a company worth? Look at a stock just like you would if you were buying a restaurant or any other type of business out there. Look to buy stuff on sale. Don't get over anxious. Don't overpay. Wait for an asset to become cheap. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the United States is fully behind the people of Venezuela.
People are starving. They have no food. They have no water. And this was once one of the wealthiest countries in the world. So we wish them well. We'll be there to help.
President Trump speaking at the White House. The president also condemned the brutal regime of President Nicolas Maduro. Without proof, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing Attorney General William Barr of lying to lawmakers about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report.
As the Attorney General of the United States of America was not telling the truth to the Congress of the United States, that's a crime.
Pelosi also believes the Attorney General is more loyal to President Trump than he is to the American people. And President Trump said that Stephen Moore has withdrawn his name from being considered as a nominee for the Fed Reserve Board. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
The number of sexual assaults in the U.S. military is rising. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
This latest Pentagon survey that's done every 2 years shows the number of sexual assaults went up last year to over 20,000, which is the highest in 5 years. That survey finding that female service members between the ages of 17 and 24 are at the greatest risk of sexual assault from their peers. Pentagon officials say the survey results are going to lead to changes in its sexual assault prevention efforts. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More high-profile parents in Los Angeles may find themselves being outed in the college cheating scandal. Prosecutors have been digging around Southern California and talking to wealthy parents and asking for bank and phone records. Reports out there say that attorneys for some of the parents are willing to play ball because their clients don't want the publicity of being shamed, like actresses Felicity Huff.